So our first speaker is from New York, Chris Piccolo from Cornell Cooperative Extension.
Thank you. I'm probably not going to stay behind the podium. I don't like doing that. If I can help it, I like to wander around. Everybody can hear me fine with the microphone? Good. I'm glad that Fred had all the pictures, because I usually have a lot of pictures and I've got basically none. It's going to be pretty boring in terms of what you see, but hopefully information will be helpful and informative to you. I have to thank my coworker, my employee Steve Schott, who does all this mapping for us and monitoring. I mostly do restoration work, so he's not here to present this, but I'll present some of his data. This is where I'm from. We mostly work in the Peconic estuary. There's three estuaries that we primarily work in. Long Island Sound, which you'll hear about in a little while with Tom Halovic in Connecticut. Peconic estuary, which is where our lab is, and then the South Shore, which we do some work on there as well. The mapping efforts that have taken place have been woefully inadequate in terms of their timing or their frequency, maybe a better term. In the Sound, the last mapping was done in 2003. We're scheduled, or Tom and others are scheduled to do work this coming, or this year. The Conics, it's dating back to 2000. The report came out in about 2002, 2003, but the data was from 2000. And for the South Shore, it's about 2002. So we're way behind the eight ball in terms of monitoring these on a regular basis, and that's one of the things I hope we can get out of this. It's recommendations to do this, you know, early and often, basically. We've got to get out there and really see what we have and look at the changes that are taking place. Based on the data that we do have, we've had between 75 and 90% loss in our estuaries. I'm mostly going to be talking about the middle place in here, the Peconic estuary. Our lab is right here. If you just look at this rough distribution pattern, you can see that we've lost almost all the grass in the inner estuary, which kind of makes sense. It's warmer, poorer water quality up in there. You've got the Atlantic Ocean, you've got the Fisher's Island Sound, Long Island Sound. You've got things moving out. Basically, the grass is migrating eastward, more or less. Now, we haven't done much, if any, work in the city, but we're going to be doing some plantings there. But there's no grass there as of now. We can look at historic losses, and they've been incredible. One thing I wanted to do was kind of group our estuaries together in that our eastern Peconic estuary is very similar to the Sound. So this is more of almost a typical kind of a New England, if we have such a thing on Long Island. Rocky, high energy, low organic matter sediments. Whereas here, it's kind of lower energy, muddier. The South Shore is a typical kind of mid-Atlantic coastal lagoon system with inlets and sand and things like that. So they're very different. It's very exciting. Working through it. Everyone is quite different, and losses are different as well. We don't have time to go over all this data, but again, I wanted to point out the differences. And where we have what I think of as the healthiest grass is in our New England-y type estuary, where we have higher energy shores. We have mostly rocks and cobbles and sand, very little mud to speak of. We have relatively low temperatures, maybe we max out 25, 26 C on the east end of the estuary. We have pretty good water clarity. The primary stressor in my mind, you've got to consider water quality is going to be throughout. That's an issue, obviously, but the kind of the simple things to point at for some of our work is wave disturbance in the shallow water. Some of this grass moves into nearly intertidal. For the other systems, you've got lots of silts and clays, high organic matter. Some of our sites get above 10%. So it's amazing grass can even survive there, and in most cases, it's dying off in those locations. Temperatures get high. I know I believe in the Chesapeake in that region, the point at which the grass dies is about 30 C. I think our grass is more like 28 C, so we do see that. Water clarity can be very poor, either from phytoplankton or from suspended solids in the water. And primary stresses in places like Peconic Bay or temperature, I believe, during the summer, visibility during the summer. For the South Shore, you've got the same thing going on. This is the most extensive and detailed mapping effort we have, I believe, for my region. This is work done back in 2000 and about 2003. These aerials are based on 2000 data. The blue is work that Steve Schott did. We actually have a photo set from 1930, so pre-wasting disease, which is almost unheard of, which is pretty amazing. This shows in blue where the grass was historically, and then the red is where it occurred up until about 2001 or so. Since that time, we've lost even more of this grass. So again, you see this kind of eastern retreat out into deeper, cooler, clearer waters, coarser textured sediments. So that's kind of the story we've seen all along. We had, in 1930, approximately 8,700 acres in the Peconic Estuary. That's considered, again, Steve Schott did this work, but he had some of these spots which he couldn't corroborate. There's nobody alive, basically, that could have seen the grass and told us whether it was grass or not. So the aerials weren't that good. But so there's almost 2,000 acres, 25%, that we couldn't necessarily account for, but keeping that out, we had quite a bit of loss, an 80% loss over the 70 years. Since that mapping, which was published in 2003, but based on 2,000 aerials, we've actually lost even more area, which I showed you back in here, these guys. But they also missed some of the sites. We've learned more about the grass in our region, where it is in the deeper, rocky areas, which, as you probably know, don't show up well in aerials. It's just dark blobs. You can't distinguish the grass in many of those spots. So it's not all bad. We missed a lot of it. So we probably have about 1,500 acres in the Peconics right now. Anything to sneeze at, but we have had significant losses, and I think most of that was early on. There's some data that shows we actually don't do percent cover, we do shoot density. This is starting in 97, showing a downward trend. This is from the Peconic Estuary, and it's not looking good, basically. We've lost some of our sites entirely, and we've had to pick up some new sites to kind of take up the slack. Overall trends. We've seen losses in at least Peconic and South Shore, so that middle estuary, the southern one, not so much in the Sound. And this is something I came up with on my own, and I don't know if anybody agrees, but it seems like below a shoot density of about 100 shoots per square meter, it starts to get really destabilized, and you can have issues with bioactivation and erosion and things like that. So what we've seen as a trend is that we've lost almost all the grass in our quiescent, warm harbors with a lot of mud, basically. It's only retreating out into the sandy or rocky sites. So what's causing this loss? It's interesting to note that, you know, Fred and others have talked about nitrogen. We've actually, in the Peconics, we've actually seen a decrease in nitrogen and a decrease in chlorophyll. And I'm done, so I can't talk about any more. I'll talk about more later.
Thank you.